It's time for the food news of the week, courtesy of the man who knows more about where your food's coming from and what it's all about. We could have a song. What's it all about, Philly? What do you think? The number one material or not? I hear nothing. We've blown him away. All right, Phil Leppert is here, the supermarket guru. Check out his hits and misses. They come to your inbox every single week. Go to supermarketguru.com. Phil is the man who, for decades, has been watching the food supply, the reality of what you get. He's really the ultimate consumer, and he has navigated the aisles of supermarkets all over the country and all over the world. A lot of things going on this week, including a couple of recalls, Phil. The cantaloupes and melons, because of listeria concerns from the farm sort of a conglomerate in North Carolina. And then there's a salmonella outbreak in melons in Indiana. This is the time of year for melons. So is this the same thing as the lettuce and the spinach and all the other things that are a problem that seem to crop up when this stuff is not properly prepared?
Well, keep in mind that a lot of the crops that you're talking about lay on the ground. Mm-hmm. So lays on the ground, it is more susceptible to E. coli, listeria, and so on. And the issue is whether or not it's being washed properly after it's picked. And having been on, you know, a bunch of melon farms and so on, I can tell you that they're not very sophisticated operations. So they really need to up, you know, the quality of inspections, of how they're cleaned. And if we go back just a couple years to that huge outbreak when it came to melons, it was because the washing cycle that we went through was they were using a potato washer. They weren't using a melon washer. So, you know, it's tough, as you know, being a farmer, being able to make ends meet. So there are a lot of shortcuts being taken.
Well, is this more about people are making the same mistakes because they're not very sophisticated. Is this an indictment of the system, government inspections, how much money? We have 40 different agencies in the country that are doing basically the same thing when it comes to food inspection. So if that's the case, if they were doing their jobs, we wouldn't have this problem, would we?
Well, if they were doing their jobs the way we need to have them done, most of the farms in this country would be shut down.
Mm-hmm.
It's about money. It's about, you know, how quickly can I, you know, get my crop, get it out, sell it, and move on to the next crop.
So then it's the consumer who's the problem, because you continue to underscore the fact that we want our food cheaply.
Exactly. It's the system is broken when it comes to food. We want cheap food. We want it 12 months a year, 365 days a year, and we don't care what it tastes like. And in fact, you know, talking about melons, if you go to a melon farm and you look at the melons that they don't pick, the melons that are slightly misshapen or slightly cracked and so on that retailers don't want, those are the best tasting ones.
Oh, yum. Yeah, on my farm, this year, we've had the best garden probably ever in the history. And one of the things that was grown successfully and are just now coming around are the melons. I had a slice of yellow melon from the garden that was picked maybe an hour ago. And it was, the difference is phenomenal. The difference, and not everybody certainly is on a farm, not everybody can grow their own garden. You can grow certain things, but there isn't a better way. Somehow or other, you can educate yourself by going to a farm and maybe even going out. Sometimes there are farms that let you go out and pick your own and find yourself able to find in your hand those raspberries that you just and you put them in your mouth and then go down and buy the stuff. We know that Driscoll's does a good job and some of these other people, but those raspberries maybe are a week old. So there is going to be a difference, and it's a dramatic difference. The thing that I wonder about, maybe you can help us all understand this, Phil, is how those raspberries that come from Driscoll's or many of the other blueberries, strawberries, They look as good as they do, and yet when you go out to actually pick berries off the vine or off the tree, they never look like that.
Well, again, it's about quantity, and what Driscoll's does, and they do it very well, I agree with you, is they're getting the best, and there's, you know, that A grade, if you would, that we find in those little plastic containers, but then there's a B grade, a C grade, and a D grade that never makes the way there that's used for processing and the like. But you're right, and I think that if more of us went to a local farm and we ate, whether it's melon or berries, we would have this burst of flavor in our mouth. We'd understand what it really tastes like. And that's the biggest problem, whether it's about obesity, whether it's about recipes, you know, the whole thing. We have no idea what food really tastes like. We taste sugar, salt, and fat. That's it. And until we can really retrain our taste buds to understand what food tastes like, frankly, I don't think we're going to be able to reverse obesity or be satisfied with the foods that we eat.
And another study this week about obesity, dramatic toll it's taking, the discussion of Medicare and whether that's going to continue or not, and people expecting, basically the way I read it is, you spend your lifetime abusing yourself, many of you, and then at 65 you expect, okay, I'll be taken care of, I'll have medical care, they'll fix all the things that I've ruined living my life, having a good time. That's not necessarily the way to look at the present or the future, is it?
But I don't think that people intentionally are eating badly. I think that the way our system is, where we value convenience and cheap food, really leads us down that path. But I don't think anybody wakes up in the morning and says, you know, I want to eat the worst food I can and die a miserable death of cancer and heart disease and diabetes. You know, I think that people just don't know. And frankly, it comes back to our taste buds, that we don't know what real food tastes like anymore. And as a result of that, we just follow this path. And then I'm not even sure at age 65, people wake up and they say, oh, you know, now's time to change. I think we just go through this path of life that says, you know, I'm just going to eat until I die.
Well, there's not a lot of common sense exercise, it seems to me. But you do, on the other hand, see a lot of people coming, like to my farm. We see more and more folks, especially on the weekends, bringing their children. They want to know where the food comes from. They want to look at the cows. They want to understand the system. We're going to actually have a local Farm Day celebration. Three farms in these two connecting towns in October are going to celebrate what it is that's gone on this year, and then bring people into how's the plant grow, how's the cow grow, how what's interesting, organic and regular, all of these sorts of things. We're going to have sort of a teach-in.
Well, and
go ahead, excuse me.
We need to do more and more of those things.
Yeah.
Really empower people, because also, and not to get political, but to get political for a moment, you know, come November, if there's a change in administration, a lot of these programs, like the Let's Move program, the Chefs Move to School program, the new school, you know, nutritional guidelines, everything that's been done, that's going to disappear. So, you know, go look at a cow now, because come
my cows will still be here in November. Yeah, but whether there are programs, you're right. Then there are people who argue, well, can we afford them, yada, yada, and that stuff goes back and forth and back and forth. One thing is sure, Phil Leppert is here, and he's able to sort of put into perspective a lot of the things that are going on. Let me just go back to this Listeria thing for a second and what it is. These are forms of coliform. E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria, other common forms of bacteria that work their way into the food supply are there no matter what. It's how much gets into the food supply and whether people are doing a good job in preparing the foods for you. This is an indication. When you see the story about the farm in North Carolina with the cantaloupes or Indiana melon problem or any of these, the spinach, it's all about, as Phil is suggesting, how the stuff is prepared and whether or not they're doing a good job, and is there supervision? We keep, we're told there is supervision, but we have to have more money. I don't agree with that. I think that the proof is in the pudding here that there isn't good supervision. A lot of people are not doing their job, and therefore your health is put at risk. Do the supermarket chains have quality control people? Do they have people that are inspecting these things when they come to the store, or do they leave it to the producers?
No, they have their own inspectors, number one. They also are visiting farms more often than not. If you go back, again, a couple of years ago to that melon outbreak, 13 people died, and there's lawsuits against major retailers. So that really got retailers to stand up and take notice. So they're out there visiting the farms. But think about these huge farms that are out there. And we've got a responsibility. If you're buying a melon, I don't care what the melon is. I don't care what city, state, country it's from. Wash it. Wash it before you cut it. And when you wash it, just take like a capful of either mild detergent or a capful of even bleach, you know, and dilute it in a gallon of water and just wash the outside of it very, very thoroughly to avoid having any problems. Because keep in mind, once you take that knife, you go through the skin, mm-hmm. anything on the outside of the skin, it's now in the flesh of that melon, and you're going to consume it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Understanding that, and it doesn't hold for strawberries or blueberries, things that you eat whole, but you ought to be doing the same thing. There are these little organic sprays that I use to clean off the fruit and the veggies, and just spray it on, and bingo, the problems you might have had are washed down the drain. Certainly food for thought. We're all about food and thinking about food, where you get it, the drought. And what that's going to do to the cost of food, this is sort of a weekly update from Phil. What's going on now? The food prices you're paying, is this an index toward the future? We'll talk about that in a matter of moments here. At 19 past the hour, you're listening to Good Day Weekend with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityC-Energy.com, Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
I guess I'm just a lucky guy, and here I'm about to tell you why.
It's now 23 minutes after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Leppert, the supermarket guru, is here to help you work your way through food problems, food issues. What's the new food? What have you checked this week, by the way? Every week you have your hits and misses, all these products that come to you. I'm always curious. You do reviews of them at supermarketguru.com, to which or for which people can sign up. You can go to supermarketguru.com and get the daily news flash. So what kind of things have you decided were good or bad this week?
Well, everything is Greek. There's no question about it. You know, Chobani changed the dairy case, changed the yogurt case, and now everybody is coming up with Greek yogurt something. And, in fact, this week we probably got 20 new Greek yogurt somethings, everything from bars to frozen yogurt to different combinations and so on. And what's interesting, and my fear is that everybody is jumping on this trend and they're losing the credibility. If you go back to look at what yogurt tastes like, you know, 40 years ago,
mm-hmm.
what Greek yogurt tastes like now, now we're actually starting to see Greek yogurts that have added sugar in it and added this and added this. So my hope is that Chobani is strong enough to, you know, fight that off and really allow people to understand what yogurt should taste like. And that's one of the reasons that Chobani has done so well. But now everybody wants to get in on the act.
When you say what it ought to taste like, you mean it shouldn't taste like Dannon with fruit in the bottom or Yoplait?
It shouldn't taste pink.
And not to taste pink. All right. And speaking of taste, we're going to be joined by a lady who runs a food truck festival. There are these food truck festivals. Now, Phil said, so we were talking about this off the air. I didn't realize that they're everywhere. I know the local ones here around me have grown tremendously, but they're now, this has become a national phenomenon?
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, you know, food trucks are not anything new. They really started in about the 1920s.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've been around. They evolved to those trucks that would be at, you know, construction sites and so on. And then probably about 3-4 years ago, we started to see people who went to culinary school who could not afford to open up a restaurant. Matter of fact, didn't want to do the pop-up restaurants, really get involved in the whole food truck phenomenon. And one of the things that's really leading millennials into more ethnic foods are food trucks, because typically the people who are running and own food trucks and they have a particular ethnic designation to their food comes from that ethnic group. So they can talk about the food. They know how to prepare it. It is focused, and they're really doing well. And there's huge opportunities here, but also there's huge downsides, because a lot of restaurants around the country are now complaining about food trucks because they have to pay rent and taxes, and you have a food truck that parks, you know, within a block or right outside their door. They don't have to pay rent. They're stealing their customers. So a lot of counties around the country and cities are actually starting to legislate, you know, where food trucks can be, what the licensing is, what the food safety aspect of it is. So right now, the whole food truck phenomenon is going through a huge change, and it'll be interesting to see how they, you know, survive, and they will survive. There's no question about that. But, you know, it's going to be a different model. They're just not going to be able to tweet and say, oh, I'm going to be at the corner of 5th and Main, you know, in 20 minutes. They're going to have designated areas. And the question is, as that becomes more structured, whether or not we start to lose any of the excitement that the food trucks have brought us.
Yeah, leave it to government to kill something that's a good idea. These things are very prolific in Europe. As a matter of fact, as much time as I've spent in England, I can remember walking up and down the street, any number of streets around, not just London, but more out into Reading and Oxford and some of the towns that I frequented, and there were trucks every night all over the place. And the kids from school would go out, and there were plenty of good restaurants and pubs around, and nobody paid any attention. This is, I find this, the way that the restaurant business has grown, granted it is a very dangerous field. You open a new restaurant, it's pretty, it can be pretty treacherous. But the other side of it is that more and more people are eating out, more and more people, for whether you like it or you don't like it, that's the reality. And these things offer a way for people to get a good meal. It's not like you were talking about the canteens that go to the work site. We're not talking about that. That's not what this is, as we'll find out in a few minutes. Anne-Marie Egner, who is the executive producer of the Food Truck Festivals of New England, is going to join Phil and me. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. You're checking out his website, right? Every day, supermarketguru.com.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now 33 after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, who is here now to talk food trucks and what this new, the last 3 or 4 years, I think Phil said a few minutes ago, has become a phenom around the country. Joining us is Anne Marie Agner, who is the executive producer of the Food Truck Festivals of New England. I guess I would want to know, Phil, first of all, and I'm just going to kind of leave this to you and Anne Marie as a fascinating romp into what reality is today. Where did this all start? Maybe Anne Marie knows, maybe Phil. Where did this all take root?
Well, it took root about 100 years ago.
Really?
Where people would actually have carts, and it wasn't a truck. But they would have a cart that they would, you know, pull by hand and go to different areas and offer their foods. And the difference is that the truck, if you would, or the cart, actually had seats as part of it. So they would go into a community, they would, you know, park the cart, and people would come and almost like bar stools be able to sit there and to have their food. And it's evolved into different things, as you mentioned, you know, the canteens by construction sites. I remember very vividly when I went to high school in Passaic, New Jersey, we had Tom's Truck, which was by the park, and this was like an old Ford something or other.
Yeah.
Well, I would venture to say that that food on wheels of any kind probably started thousands of years ago. But it's really important to distinguish, because I get this a lot, especially in New England, where the food trucks, the gourmet food trucks, are a relatively new phenomenon. Like the one that used to go to my, you know, construction site, they're not at all like the old canteen. These are gourmet restaurants on wheels. And Phil and I were just making a couple of points. I want to make this point to Doug, because I think he'll understand coming from the media, which is where I come from. I remember the old days when TV was up and coming. Not that I'm that old, but you know that it wasn't as prevalent as it is today. And we would go to news conferences, and the guys from print and radio, you know, would poo-poo us. Oh yeah, you know, people are never going to trust that as a news source. And our answer used to be, there's room for everybody. I mean, an educated person an educated citizen should get their information from as many sources as possible. Well, same thing applies to food. I mean, why can't I go to a sit-down brick-and-mortar restaurant one day, pick up my food from a supermarket the next day, and stop by a food truck and have a great sandwich or a great meal another day? And that's basically how we're approaching. I mean, I don't know if you caught Larry Olmsted's blast at food trucks as one of the worst trends, food trends of the year in Forbes magazine, where he just says it's, you know, it's just horrible, horrible. And I'm like, why? Why is it so horrible? People are really enjoying it. They're really loving the food. Our festivals bring together some of the best food trucks and food truck fare in the region. People enjoy it. It's a day. It's an afternoon. Now, the different issue that Phil brought up is the threat to bricks and mortar restaurants by trucks that are parked right outside. But it's a different, if you don't want to go to a restaurant for lunch and you don't want to have to order from the menu and you don't have to wait in line at that restaurant and you don't want to have to leave a tip and you don't want to go through all of that, and there's a fabulous truck, you know, a half a block or a few feet from your office, why is that so bad? It's really quite wonderful, and people are loving it, and it's a trend. I agree with Phil. It's a trend that's not likely to go away.
Let me just build on a couple of things that you said. First of all, at least in Los Angeles, and Los Angeles, I think, has, you know, I don't know how many thousand food trucks that are out there, and most of them really, really good. First of all, they're now collecting tips. They also take credit cards. They also now have iPads mounted to the side, you know, of the truck.
Yeah.
That tells you what the special is of the day. This is a very, very sophisticated business, if you would. And what I see more than anything else about food trucks, and this is what gets me so excited, is this is the next generation of food entrepreneurs. Because not only do they know the food and prepare the food and can talk about the food, they are brilliant merchandisers. You look at how they tweet, how they work, and so on.
They're brilliant communicators. They understand how to communicate. And by the way, I heard you earlier in the show talking about the risks of, you know, food in general, and that there are some risks. But people are always asking me anyway, how safe is it? And at least in New England, and at least my experience with the festivals and even with the daily operations of the trucks that we work with, and we work with about 200 trucks, they are the most regulated, enforced permits. We don't open a festival without an inspection by the health department, the local health department, and fire department, to make sure that their propellants, their online onboard cooking mechanisms and fuels are properly anchored and stored, and that they have, you know, disinfectants, and that they are all using gloves. And I mean, it's a very regulated, it's a very it's under the microscope. I heard Phil earlier say, and this is also true, there are a lot of municipalities that are still trying to figure it out. Boston has an interesting program, and Tom Menino, the mayor of Boston, has been one of the leaders in large city programs, in that they took existing parking spaces, meters, they took the meters out, they posted signs. It's called the Boston Streets Program, and the trucks enter on a lottery, and they rotate weekly. And every 3 months or every several months, they redo the lottery, and they do and are trying to expand the locations. And they're very sensitive, and this applies to all the communities we work with, they're very sensitive about staying away from bricks and mortar. But the customer is always right. Isn't that the case? The customer loves the trucks. The customer is asking for the trucks. The customers come by the tens of thousands to our festivals. And love it. I hope people, if they're interested and they're listening in New England and interested or coming to New England over the next couple of months, that they'll check out our our website, which is foodtruckfestivalsofne.com. We also now have a special division because we were getting so many requests for trucks from corporations and individuals. We have a separate division under Food Truck Festivals of NE called Food Trucks to Go to respond to people who are requesting trucks for special events, etc.
Anne-Marie Egner is the executive producer of Food Truck Festivals of New England. You can hear her enthusiasm for this, and it has, as often is the case, the coasts are the ones that come up with these things, and then the rest of the country sort of follows along. Phil, in your experience, Phil Lember, the supermarket guru, co-hosts this hour of the program with me, and actually I'd rather let him get into these sorts of things because he has that expertise. I'm wondering, in part, whether this stuff has migrated from the coasts inland. Can we find food trucks in Chicago and St. Louis and Des Moines and down in Lafayette, Louisiana, or pretty much anywhere?
Any place, major city, yes. Chicago has been huge in food trucks. And in fact, if you take a look, you know, every year Chicago has the biggest food festival for consumers that exists in the country.
Really?
Yeah. So yes, every major city has it. And in fact, even some of the smaller cities and towns, now they don't have a festival such as Henry is describing, but they're going to have a half a dozen food trucks that are out there day in and day out. And a lot of it has to do with the economy, where, just as Henry said, you know, you might not, you know, be able to afford a sit-down lunch, if you would, but you do want something special, and especially when it comes to ethnic foods, so you can go to a food truck. However, you know, let's not forget food trucks are not cheap. They might be cheaper than the sit-down restaurant, but in Santa Monica, we've got a food truck right around the corner from where I live every Tuesday, and there's a whole bunch of them there. I want to say probably about a dozen of them that come, and also, you know, they do rotate, but there's a hot dog truck, and one day I was walking, wow, I could really go for a hot dog, so I walked up to the truck. And it's, you know, bison hot dogs and, you know, whole grain rolls and so on. And it's not a hot dog for a buck, but it'll set you back about $8.50 for a hot dog.
But that's actually a really important point. These are not fast food trucks. These are gourmet food trucks. So you're getting a gourmet meal.
Mm-hmm.
That's not your New York street hot dog. That's a, you know, an upscale sandwich.
You can get set back $8.50 for a hot dog in New York too,
on the
corner. Yeah, if you go to opposite on the Avenue of the Americas, about 56th Street, there's a guy who's a vendor who's been there for I don't know how long. Man, Phil, you've probably been there. I don't know, Anne Marie, last time you've been in New York. This guy has a line from 11 o'clock in the morning until dark of people. There are 100. I remember walking by there a couple of weeks ago. There are 100 people standing in line to buy whatever the hell it is this guy is selling. And there were plenty of vendors. There was a vendor on the other side of the street in front of the Fox Studios. There are maybe a dozen people there. Up the street, when you get to the square, or not the square, but the circle, what is that, Columbus? What's the circle where the Javits Center is, Phil? I remember, by Central Park. There are, whatever it is. They're all over the place there. But what Anne-Marie and Phil are talking about are these trucks that are nicely fitted out. They have to be in order to have all the stuff that's out there. It's not the canteen. That's a smaller truck.
No.
This is normally a van, a good-sized van.
Yeah, they're usually about 25 feet long.
Yeah.
The typical one is about 25 feet long. And I'll tell you what, the line is an indication of how good the food that truck is serving.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
If you see a long line, and you have the time, you get in that line because you're going to experience a delicious meal.
Yep.
And that is an indication. At our festivals, we always say to people, come hungry, but come early because the lines get long. I go up and down the line apologizing because it's, you know, just something. It's unusual for me to see that kind of a line at an event that we're participating in and feel comfortable with it. But people are like, that's part of the experience. We don't mind waiting. That's okay. It's worth waiting for. That's an interesting part of the phenomenon. May I also say, we are in touch with festivals around the country and food truck operators from around the country, because we learn from them as to what they did right. And L.A. really set the bar as far as this trend is concerned.
Phil lives not far from where I live in Santa Monica, and the downtown area is kind of cool. You've probably been there, Anne Marie, and this the old Victorian parking lot that's next to it. The sorts of things, there's always the Sunday morning farmers market is held in the same parking lot. And it just is a cool place. One of the things that I find, Phil, to be most intriguing about this isn't just the food, but the sorts of people that it attracts and the kind of conversations that come with it. The whole attention to food in general. I think that's part of this.
Absolutely.
Very much so.
If you take a look, you know, I would suggest that food is the new universal language.
Yeah.
Especially with the millennial generation, who are not your typical foodies. They want to know the ethnic heritage of the food. They want to know where the food comes from. They want to know, you know, what the background is of the guy behind the food truck. You know, and it's more substance, if you would, than we've ever seen in the whole food world. And food trucks are just riding that wave.
Wow.
Yeah, and also, I mean, I think the other part of the interesting trend is that that a lot of your mainstay, a lot of corporations, the Sizzlers, the near Taco Bells, the Jack in the Boxes, even some of the clothing retailers are starting to operate trucks, because the attitude is, if you know, why not bring the product to where people are rather than forcing them to come to us?
Yep.
So they're starting to do trends. I'll be honest with you, that is not a part of the trend that I'm interested in, and I doubt that we would feature their trucks at any of our festivals, because I think people come to our festivals and to these kinds of groupings expecting something different, not sort of what they can get.
Sort of snob food. It's snob food.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's snob food. All right, Anne Marie, thank you for sharing this. This is pretty good stuff, and good for people to be knowing what it's all about. If you see the food trucks, these food festivals, you'll probably want to check it out. So, Anne Marie Agner, thanks to the Food Truck Festivals of New England for lending you to us so we can have this conversation. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, continues on the Good Day Weekend program. It's 11 before the hour.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like a million bucks. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
School is almost back in session. But before chasing after the school bus, packing lunches every day, and helping with homework assignments every night, make sure your children look sharp on the first day of class. Worried that the summer wardrobe doesn't have enough life for the school year? There's good news for you and your wallet. There's no need to purchase all new school clothes for your children this season. Freshen up what's already in the closet by adding 1 cup of Arm & Hammer baking soda to your next load of laundry. It will give your liquid detergent the boost to work harder for you and your family. Baking soda is one of the most versatile and affordable household products. And when added to the wash, it can help get clothes cleaner, fresher, brighter. For more information and to learn about the countless uses for baking soda as you prepare for the school year, check out Arm & Hammer on the web at armandhammer.com or visit Arm & Hammer's Facebook page, facebook.com/armandhammer. That's armandhammer.com and facebook.com/armandhammer.
The food festival continues. This is the food festival, Phil's Food Festival, on Good Day Weekend, 11 before, I'm sorry, 59, where are we at? Oh, 51 past the hour.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
About food here with the supermarket guru, Phil Lepert. Food, 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 and more food. I want to say hi to John Immler, who is the general manager of News Talk 14. No, wait a minute. I got to get the right place on the dial for it. News Talk 1040 WZSK in Everett, Pennsylvania, takes the program every week and weekend. John Immler likes to talk about food. He's one of these guys that would love to go to the farm, Phil. And find out, although that area of Pennsylvania is beautiful farm country, in fact, we even if people are around it, they don't always appreciate it because people haven't stayed on the farm. It hasn't been like the generations that before. You go back to your grandfather was a dairy farmer, and I'm betting that there were other people, many other people in your family who earned their living working on the ground. Used to be when the country was we first had our country. 98% of the people would live and work on the farm. They lived and worked and produced food. Now it's 2% of the population produces all the food for us. And one of the things that is of concern daily is this drought, the impact that the summer drought is expected to have on food prices across the country and even around the world. So there are fears of new crises. You look at the studies from Rome, look at what's happening in Africa, there apparently is a real problem in China, And so we're being asked, as we always have been, to provide more food. But yet, with the drought being the way it is, the only thing that looks like it may change the cost of things dramatically is to use something else for ethanol besides corn. So what's your read on this? Because it changes, you know, the news information changes all the time. What ought to be the focus or the concerns that people have?
My concern about this whole debate about ethanol is it's a short-term solution. And if, in fact, we're going to figure out agriculture going forward, because we know that there's going to be more extreme weather conditions and climate change and so on, we've got to be thinking about what's going on in 5 years, 10 years, 50 years. Sure, you know, we can get these 25 senators and all these food groups to say, okay, you can't use 40% of corn for ethanol, but that doesn't solve the problem. Be looking at hothouses. We need to be looking at how technology can help farmers, you know, succeed. Because this drought is a perfect example of how farmers are going bankrupt. Bottom line is, yes, they might get a check from the government from an insurance standpoint and so on, but that's just going to help them now. It's not going to help them for next year, the year after, and the year after. And I'm a big proponent of hothouses, for example. And, you know, if you look at tomato crop that comes out of California, most of that, you know, is under hothouses, and that hasn't been affected. They're able to control that.
One of the things that we've talked, we remember we had this fellow on some months ago who ran the hydroponic sort of hothouse in Northern California someplace. I remember the thousands. He didn't use land. He grew everything with water, and the nutrients in the water raised, you know, the quality of the tomatoes, and that was something that really was an ear-opener for me. I think there are a lot of these potentials. We are so focused on the tradition here, and people have got great ideas. There are lots of ways for us to get beyond this. Abundant, nice supplies of food. I think the only thing that's doing well this year is rice. Have you heard that? There's an abundant supply of rice being grown. But we are short of corn, and we're short of beans. And I wonder if people want to change to rice. Rice is good grain, right? If you're conscious.
Rice is a good grain. However, it's not a replacement for corn when it comes to livestock feed.
No.
And it's
soybeans and protein. Yeah, it isn't a replacement for corn when it comes to feed for cows. Then a lot of people who don't want us to eat meat, they would say, stop feeding cows and stop eating meat. Phil Lepert, the supermarket guru. Check out his website, supermarketguru.com, for his daily hits and misses. This is Good Day Weekend.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.